America weekend.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Valentine's Day. Is it worth the trouble? Our next guest says no. Better to spend it alone. He headlines his own show, Failure Is an Option, nightly at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. It is great to say hello to comedian Tom Rubin. Tom, welcome to the show.
How are you?
We are great. This is a perfect subject, especially for people that hate Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy.
You've come up with a bunch of reasons why it's better to be alone on Valentine's Day. And this is just, to me, this is lovely on so many different levels. Let's go through some of these. You get to spend it with your favorite person, yourself. That makes so much sense, Tom.
Yes, it does.
Sounds
lonely. And if it's not your favorite person, you might want to look into that.
Yeah, exactly right. If you can't love and live with yourself, who can you live and love? That's the whole idea.
Yes, it reduces arguments. And if you have that problem, then you really should get help.
Then you really need to go talk to somebody.
Because if you're talking
to yourself,
if you talk to yourself, it's probably going to be a pretty friendly conversation because you don't want to get yourself down in any way.
I don't know. It depends on who you ask, I guess.
This next one. Now, here we go. Now, I've been married for 21 years, and Tom, you got to tell me about this one. If you need Valentine's Day to get sex, you aren't getting enough sex.
Exactly.
And why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah, what?
Well, shouldn't you be getting sex more than once a year?
Thank you so much. See, that was more of a rhetorical question more than anything else. And yes,
those are my favorites. Yes. Particularly if you're talking to yourself, rhetorical questions are wonderful.
That's exactly the case. And here's another one, and people don't realize this too. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre. That's not a good reason to have a holiday, right?
Yeah, I think it's the only holiday with a massacre named after it, actually. I'm trying. Not even Arbor Day has a massacre named after it.
And
look at what happens to trees. So,
yeah.
Massacre of the heart.
Wow.
Well, if it doesn't go well.
Here's a good idea, too, and it refers to one of my favorite culinary delights. You don't need reservations to eat a Swanson frozen dinner.
This is so terrible.
Why?
This is like the lonely person's list right here.
That's exactly right.
Well, it depends how you look at it. There's a difference between lonely and alone. Maybe you like Swanson's dinners.
Yeah, you could actually, you know, for Valentine's Day, if you're on good speaking terms and having sex with your spouse or significant other, you can enjoy a nice, hearty Swanson dinner together.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So what's your...
That would be... I think it's called a TV dinner.
That's true.
But I suppose you could have sex and have your frozen dinner as well. I don't know. Going out, it's a whole to-do. The Swanson, what is it, $3?
Yeah, but you know, you get that really neat little hot dessert up at the top, the apple cobbler.
Oh, in the corner, right?
Sometimes, you know, nothing breeds togetherness other than just some disgusting little dessert.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, as I like to say, if you can't have a hot dessert, have a hot dessert.
Now, you know, you're in Vegas, so you're seeing people on the make, on the go, couples and the whole thing. How many lonely people do you really see in Las Vegas?
About 42 million a year.
I was going to say,
really?
I'm sure there's plenty in Vegas. Yeah.
A lot of broken hearts walking along the strip there, Tom?
Oh, you know what? I don't pretend to know what's in people's minds. I see unhappy couples. I see happy couples. I see unhappy single people. I see happy single people. But you don't know what's really going on there. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't pretend to know. Vegas, by the way, isn't what it used to be. It used to be known as this sort of seedy place where you would have, I suppose, lonely people, lonely men looking for hookers or whatever else. But it's not that way anymore. There's plenty of happy people who are... alone or together.
Or not.
Vegas has turned into like this massive theme park that you can play blackjack in. It's almost, it's lost its edge. And do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, Tom?
Well, it's good for the economy. It's good for, I kind of like it. I mean, the truth is, if Vegas hadn't become less focused on gambling, which is a lot less focused on gambling, then I don't know that it'd be doing very well at all right now, because you can pretty much gamble, you know, an hour driving distance from your house.
That's true.
Now there's another reason to come here, because there's just so much to do.
They've definitely made it interactive. It's like family friendly. You could go there, you know, your kids or not. You know, there's something.
Oh, sure.
There's like everyone could do something in Vegas. It's crazy.
Sure.
Yes, yes. Well, I try to avoid, you know, with all the screaming children as a rule.
Me too. You and me both.
Oh, I'm glad we're agreed on that.
Yes, we are definitely. That's the one thing in this conversation we're going to agree on, because this list is crazy.
Back to our list. Again, these are the reasons why it's better to be alone on Valentine's Day, all according to our guest Tom Rubin. This next one's interesting. It is the best night to meet single people. Why is that, and how does that work?
Well, because anybody who's out, who's alone, is going to be single.
That's true.
And
good point.
If they still tell you they're seeing someone, you might want to take a good look at yourself.
Right.
Oh, I'm taken. Really?
Oh.
But it's Val. Wait a minute.
Okay.
You must have a. I have a very serious boyfriend, but I'm alone on. Wait a minute.
It's not you, it's me.
What's she trying to tell me here?
Another good reason to stay alone on Valentine's Day, and this is true, cards are ridiculously expensive. And for something that you're not even writing yourself. Right? Why spend $5 on somebody else's sentiment and have to stand there and pick through what
it's
nobody else wants?
It's the thought that counts.
Oh, please.
So why don't you... They have blank cards. You could buy a blank card and write something meaningful in it.
Why don't you take a blank card and write down, I had a thought, and then just give it to the... And then hand it to them to save the cost of a stamp or whatever.
Meaningful card.
Right. You can grab an index card. A 3.5 by 5 deal. And just
write
fold it in half.
Get a pack
of 100. I don't know.
See, anything you want to do. And here's, you know what, and Tom is also very health conscious as well. And he's worried about our well-being because he says flowers and candy contain pollen and nuts and may cause allergies. You know, Valentine's Day is ruined if the person you love is kind of like flipping around like a carp on the deck of a boat.
Well, it is named after a massacre.
Well, that's true. See that? You really have the public interest in mind here, Tom.
I do, and I didn't, you know, I didn't mention gluten-free. And let's talk about that for a few hours.
Go ahead.
That's all right.
Because you know what? The whole thing with
gluten-free Valentine's Day, that's what I see.
That's exactly right. And it's true. You know, you give somebody a heart with all those candies, nobody knows what the hell's inside each one. You know, I always end up biting into them to see. Yeah.
Is that how you want to spend your Valentine's
Day? No. Yeah, exactly. You got to get an EpiPen and hand that to the girl at the same time?
The most unromantic segment we've ever done.
And here's a really good one. Tom also points out it's the middle of February. Better to stay in. It's cold and flu season. As Christina actually coughs on cue there in the background.
Nobody could hear that until you said
that's a good point, though, Tom. Why deal with blizzards and love at the same time?
It, you know, you want romantic. What, you're going to put on a heavy coat, a hat, giant boots.
Ooh.
You're going to wade through the snow together, tripping, slipping. You're freezing. Is that romantic?
No.
If you're with the right person, it can be.
No, it's not. You're with the Michelin man. That's not romantic. That's just bad on so many different levels. Next one.
Doesn't
matter if you're alone or if you're with somebody else or anywhere, you can still wear crotchless underwear. Now, it begs the question, are you speaking from experience here, Tom?
I'm wearing it now.
Good for you.
It's
liberating.
It's very comfortable. I wear it for comfort.
Really? Okay. Uh-huh. How about St. Valentine was single? Perfect point.
Was he?
I don't know. I mean, tell us about St. Valentine. Do you know much about him?
Who knows? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But he must have been.
Well, you know,
he was smart, that St. Valentine.
That's exactly true.
He has a holiday named after him.
You know, he was able to do that. Not everybody has a holiday named after them. I'm amazed by the concept of your entire show that you entertain people in Vegas with every single night. Tell us about the concept of failure being an option. We're not taught this.
Well, the show is a parody of a success seminar. So if you imagine the success gurus like Tony Robbins, any kind of self-help people, even like Dr. Phil is kind of a self-help guy in a way. But if you imagine the positive message they're telling you, how you can make more money or be great in your relationships and you can have a better life, just listen to me. I'm saying, are you kidding me? You can listen to someone that's going to improve your life? Come on, nobody ends up a millionaire by going to these seminars and reading self-help books. So I'm telling it like it really is, which is probably nothing's going to happen, but that's okay. It's okay. There's no pressure. So I, you know, this is the comedic version of it. I'm giving you the nice cut through of the show.
Of course.
But yes. It's I'm the anti success guru. I'm just going to tell you you're going to fail and why. And you know, good for you. Good for failing.
So you were the anti Tony Robbins. I like that approach. I like that. So that's
thank you. Very good.
Because it's okay to fall short. It's okay to be subpar because the whole rest of the world is. And if you're not lucky, you're not going to make it anyway. So what difference does it make?
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank
see,
you.
You see, there is the true message of the show. It's an uplifting show.
Really?
Well, I am going to tell you all about failure for an hour.
Okay.
So there is that. But yeah.
There you
exactly.
go.
So, and I think my Valentine's tips have proven that.
They certainly have. And thank you so much for setting the world straight as to what a scam this holiday really is. Stay alone, stay in, stay safe, eat your fried chicken TV dinner. There is
so much
to enjoy by yourself while wearing crotchless underwear.
Anything I can do to help, especially when it comes to underwear.
You are providing a public service, my friend. You are a valuable resource on so many different levels here. I get a kick out of your website. Failureisanoption.vegas. I didn't know there was a dot Vegas.
Yeah, we're very special here in Vegas.
Wow.
We have our own domain name. And I thought the dot Vegas would be cool. Because,
it is.
Well, where am I? Yes.
That's where you are.
See, everybody knows Tom is there. Well, again, you can check Tom out on the web at failureisanoption.vegas. Tom Rubin, thank you so much for setting us straight and joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know there are money-saving ways to start greening our groceries? We can use reusable canvas bags to carry groceries. And some stores will now deduct a few cents off your bill for not using their paper or plastic bags. We can also cook portions to actually match the family's real appetite, so we're not throwing food away. And when planning, use the most perishable items first, so as not to have to throw away valuable ingredients. Another money saver? Freeze bread. Use and thaw again and again. It lasts weeks. And keep the fridge door open as briefly as possible, because it takes energy to heat up the warm air that pours in through that open door. And finally, minimize expensive landfill fodder, like disposable plates, plastic forks, and paper napkins. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Confidence is certainly an important characteristic for achieving big success.
However, recent research shows it may not be the most important. Self-compassion, rather than self-esteem, may be the key to unlocking your true potential for greatness.
Instead of judging yourself harshly, look at your shortfalls with kindness and understanding. You make a mistake. Learn from it, forgive yourself for it, and move on.
Studies have also found that those with more self-compassion have higher levels of optimism and happiness and experience less anxiety and depression.
Self-compassion creates self-awareness and even better self-esteem. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.